This webcast is made possible by the listener members of the Classical Network and WWFM.org. Thank you for your support. Jacobs Music Company is the proud sponsor of Kids on Keys, a showcase for talented young pianists. Information on any of the products or services that Jacobs Music offers is available on their website, www.jacobsmusic.com. Welcome to the Classical Network's monthly program, Kids on Keys, spotlighting some of the best young piano talent in the Classical Network's immediate broadcast region of Central and Southern New Jersey. I'm Jed Distler, artist in residence for the Classical Network, and the host and producer of Kids on Keys. This program comes to you on the first Saturday of each month and is sponsored by Jacobs Music Company. Jacobs Music Company is the area's exclusive representative for new and authentically restored Steinway & Sons and Steinway-designed Boston and Essex pianos, as well as Steinway's new Spirio reperformance piano. Jacobs Music has 6 locations in Pennsylvania and New Jersey, including its Lawrenceville, New Jersey showroom at 2540 Brunswick Pike in Lawrenceville. Each program, we will listen to performances given by these young artists in recital at the Lawrenceville location and at other regional venues. Let's begin this episode with the 16-year-old pianist David Topchisvili. He is a student of Vera Tishev. It so happens that Vera Tishev was my piano teacher when I was a young boy. We will hear David play a selection from Edvard Grieg's Holberg Suite, arranged for solo piano. Music from Edvard Grieg's Holberg Suite, arranged for piano solo. The pianist was David Topchisvili, whom we'll hear from later on in the program. But let's go to a series of live performances that took place back in April of this year. Sergei Prokofiev's Third Piano Sonata is an exciting and volatile work that unfolds in one continuous movement. The music is terse and compact, yet it's sometimes explosive. It takes really good fingers and lots of musical concentration to project this music across the footlights, and I'm happy to say that a young pupil of Ingrid Clarfield, whose name is Sharon Jin, does a very fine job of it. Let's hear Sharon Jin now play the Prokofiev Piano Sonata No. 3.
Thank you.
Music by Sergei Prokofiev, his Piano Sonata No. 3 in A minor, Opus 28. That was a live performance by Sharon Jin. We now have some music by Claude Debussy. This is a work called Feu d'artifice, which means fireworks. It's the final selection in Debussy's 12 Preludes, Book 2, and as you will hear, the piano writing definitely evokes a colorful array of fireworks. Yet, after the music builds and builds and builds, it winds down in, I think, a rather sad way, and you hear a quote from Le Marseillaise, which is the French national anthem. Let's hear Feu d'artifice with pianist Anthony Cheng. Thank you. Music by Claude Debussy, Feu d'Artifice, from Preludes, Book 2. Performed by pianist Anthony Chang, who studies with Vida Suponchik. We have another recording for you now by David Topchishvili, who studies with my childhood teacher and mentor, Vera Tishev. This, I think, is a very musical performance of Chopin's E minor waltz. Let's listen. Music of Chopin, the E minor waltz, performed by David Topchishvili. This is Jed Disler, artist in residence for the Classical Network, and you are listening to Kids on Keys. Kids on Keys is sponsored by Jacobs Music Company, where you can find Steinway's new Spirio Reperformance piano. With the touch of an iPad, Steinway's Spirio brings your Steinway to life with performances from the world's greatest artists. The Steinway Spirio Reperformance piano reveals the subtlety and passion of an artist's original performance, connecting listener and artist as only the world's best piano can. Listen to the live performances of Vladimir Horowitz, George Gershwin, Lang Lang, Yuja Wang, Art Tatum, Thelonious Monk, and countless others in the comfort of your own home. Experience Steinway Spirio at Jacobs Music's nearby Lawrenceville showroom. We sometimes forget that legendary world-famous pianists once were kids themselves. And I always find it interesting to hear recordings of these pianists made when they were just starting out. For example, the pianist William Capel, who was born in 1922, was a big hero and an inspiration to American pianists who came of age in the years following World War II, just in the same way that Leonard Bernstein opened doors for American conductors at a time when most music directors in the United States were European. I'd like to share with you a recording by William Capel when he was 14 years old, playing the Rondo Finale from Beethoven's Third Piano Concerto in C minor. This was recorded in 1937, and it's a little dated and scratchy sounding, but you can hear still that the 14-year-old William Capel was clearly a major talent. Thank you. Listening to a recording that was made in 1937, music by Beethoven, the Rondo Finale from his Piano Concerto No. 3 in C minor. Leon Barzin was conducting the National Orchestral Association, and the 14-year-old William Capell was at the piano. William Capell, of course, would go on to become one of the most important and influential American pianists of his generation. But let's get back to the current generation of American pianists and some of the most talented pianists in the Central and South New Jersey regions. You know that your piano teacher is taking you seriously when he or she tells you that you are ready to start learning the Chopin Etudes, which in many ways are the foundation of modern piano technique, as well as being great music, of course. Chopin's Etude in A minor, opus 25, number 11, is nicknamed the Winter Wind, and you're about to hear why in a performance by Kelsey Lee. Winter Wind Etude, opus 25, number 11, in A minor, by Frédéric Chopin. We heard Kelsey Lee at the piano, who studied with Beatrice Long. Beatrice Long, by the way, is not only a great piano teacher, but she is a fabulous pianist in her own right. She has a wonderful Scarlatti disc on the Naxos label that I highly recommend. Let's hear another work by Chopin, but the mood will be quite different. It's a rather sad and wistful waltz in A minor. I have a friend who actually loves this waltz so much that she asked me to make a CD of this music where the waltz repeated again and again and again and again for about an hour. Obviously, we don't have time to do that here, but we will hear a performance by a pianist named Parth Gupta, who is 80 years old and studies with Todd Simmons, Music of Chopin. The A Minor Waltz, Opus Possumus by Chopin, in a live performance by Parth Gupta. This 8-year-old pianist studies with Todd Simmons. Before we go to our final live performance on this program, I thought I would sneak in some little preludes by Dmitri Shostakovich, performed by a 13-year-old pianist who grew up to become one of the world's leading pianists and conductors. His name is Daniel Barenboim. We just heard a selection of Shostakovich preludes recorded by the world-renowned pianist Daniel Barenboim back in the mid-1950s when he was all of 13 years old. Before we get to our final selection this hour, let's give a shout-out again to our sponsor, Jacobs Music, who takes a leading role in the region's musical community, providing instruments and technical services for internationally renowned artists and music institutions such as the Philadelphia Orchestra, the Kimmel Center for the Performing Arts, the Curtis Institute of Music, Princeton University, the College of New Jersey, Westminster Choir College, and countless others, supporting schools and individuals involved in musical performance and music education. Each year, Jacob's Music sponsors recitals, masterclasses, young artist competitions, teaching and technical seminars, and other events aimed at musical enrichment. And that also includes the live performances that we have been hearing on this program. Since we've been hearing music that evokes fire and wind, let's conclude in that very vein with the opening movement of Beethoven's tempestuous F minor sonata, subtitled the Appassionata. We're going to hear its first movement with James Yang at the piano. That was the opening movement of Beethoven's Sonata No. 23 in F minor, Opus 57, the Appassionata, with James Yang at the piano. He is a pupil of Grace Jung-hee Yang. And that brings this edition of Kids on Keys to a close. I'm your host, Jed Distler, artist in residence for the Classical Network. Our recording engineers for this program are Sam Ward and John Baker of John C. Baker Recordings, LLC. I would also like to thank Vera Tishev and Molly Lane. Kids on Keys is brought to you through the sponsorship of Jacobs Music Company. Information on any of the products or services that Jacobs Music offers is available at their website, www.jacobsmusic.com. Their telephone number is 609-434-0222. The next edition of Kids on Keys will be broadcast on Saturday, October 7th at 1 p.m., and all programs are available as webcasts at our website, www.wwfm.org. This is Jed Distler, and I quote my childhood piano teacher and mentor, Vera Tishev, who constantly reminded me to make the most of my practice time, and make the most of your practice time, because the piano is your friend. Kids on Keys is an exclusive production of the award-winning Classical Network and WWFM.org.